Yeah, and as I've mentioned already, Gene came in and did do a session of songs for us together with the Hush Shakers, especially for the show. And in the studio, I did have a chat with Gene about this next number that he does. Gene, might I say how thrilled I am to have a great original rock and roll star like yourself on the show?
Oh, yeah. I didn't recognize you with your beard, really.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time since I've seen
you. I wanted to ask you, how long is it now that you've been making records?
19 years.
19 years, that's a long time. You've just been doing a tour here in Britain.
Yeah.
And now you're doing this session here for us for our program of old records. But I'd like to ask you about one particular song, which wasn't one of your biggest chart hits. We've got a few very familiar numbers in. I guess Gene Vincent fans are going to know this next tune, called Baby Blue. Can you tell me anything about it?
Yeah, well, Baby Blue was written by me and somebody else. And actually, it was written just as a blues number, you know, where I could talk into it. And actually, the actual number was written where I talk into it. And you were just asking me whether it was released on an EP or an LP or something else. Well, in England, they released different. They released it on the EP and, say, in France, on an LP. And I really don't know about this, so when people ask me, you know, I'm kind of confused about it.
But it was a single in the States for you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's have a listen to Baby Blue. Some of the release dates on that particular song because it did appear as a single in May of 1958 and then on an EP. In fact, Gene re-recorded it on an LP in October of 1964, the group called The Shouts.